What do you suppose that might be? The Lord Jesus, that's right. Now, can anybody tell me, give me an example of somebody that's famous or very popular? Who's famous or popular? Josh. The president, okay. So suppose that President Clinton was to come to this Holiday Inn, what do you suppose would happen? Would he be all by himself? Who would be with the president? His guards, okay, the Secret Service, they were there to protect him. Who else might be there with the president? Tim. His wife might be there too. Okay. Who else might be with the president? Kate. Anybody else? How would you get to read about it in the papers? There's a hint. The press. Okay. And what about you? You're small. Do you think you'd be able to get in there and shake his hand if he was in a hurry? Shaking hand, no? But he's very famous, right? He's the President of the United States. He's very important. Before I start, so since you know who I am, my name is Mr. Duran. And sometimes at school, the little people, just like yourselves, they say, Mr. Tall Man, because I'm tall. And they say, they just look at him and say, you're tall. Well, I am. That's the way God made me. But what I want to do to start out our lesson is to read to you from Mark, the Gospel of Mark, because we're going to learn about the Lord Jesus and how much the Lord Jesus cares for you. Okay, so Mark chapter 10, and I know that you're all dressed very nice and that your mom and dad, they sent you up here. It's very great of you. But here in Mark 10 we have, starting with verse 13, it says, "And they brought young children, just like your parents brought you here this morning, to him," that's the Lord Jesus, "that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, for he was not very happy, and said unto them, Suffer or allow the little children like Michelle, to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he, the Lord Jesus, took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them." Now you tell me, you think the president would have time for you if he were to come in here to take each and every one of you to spend some time and talk with you? You think he'd be too busy? I think he might be too busy. But is the Lord Jesus too busy for us? The Lord Jesus is never, never too busy for us. He loves us. He loves us very much. He knew all about us even before we were created. And I'd like to start off with number 40 in the back of our hymn sheets. And this tells us how much Jesus loves us. Okay? And so let's start to sing.
Let us live. to make me glad, ways to hold me in His arms, keeps me safe from every harm. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, loves me still. When I'm very weak and ill, from His shining place on high comes to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust Him, should I die, He will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Who else has a Seth. Number one. Okay.
Persuaded now to believe, almost persuaded Christ to receive. Since now some soldiers say,
Washington. Who was George Washington? He was the first president of the United States. And I thought that I wanted to write him a letter. And I wanted to talk with him. So I wanted to write him a letter. So I went and talked with my mom. I said, Mom, I would like to write George Washington a letter. What's his address? And my mom said, well, he's not alive anymore. And I said, well, where is he? And she said, he's in heaven. And I said, well, how can I write him if he's in heaven? And she said, you have to pray a lot. And I was confused. I was confused. I said, heaven? Pray a lot? Now, I don't know if George Washington is in heaven. I don't know. I don't know if he was a Christian. He was a very famous man, wasn't he? He was a general. He fought a war. He was once the first president of the United States. Very famous and popular. But I don't know if he's in heaven, nor could I pray that letter up to heaven. But there's other people that I know that are in heaven. How about Moses? Is Moses in heaven? What about David, who slew Goliath? Is he in heaven? So there's some people that go in heaven. Who else is in heaven? Him. Noah? Will we get to see them someday? Josh? Your grandpa? Okay, good. In heaven. That's where you want everybody to be, is in heaven.
When we have in Jesus all our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, underneath the stain we bear.
Sunday school, but I went to a school that they learned about religion, and I knew who God was, and I knew who Jesus was, and I knew that Jesus died for sins on Calvary's cross. But how old do you suppose it was until someone said, "Do you know that you're a sinner?" How old do you think I was before someone said, "Do you know that you're a sinner?" How old was I? A little person? How old do you think I was? How many years went by? Give me a guess. Well, how tall was I? About this big? Or this big?
No.
Well, how about this? I was about 20 years old. I was out of grade school. out of high school, and then someone said, "Have you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior?" And I said, "Well, everybody does, don't they? Are you saved?" And I said, "Well, everybody's saved, aren't they?" And the person said, "Well, do you know that you're a sinner, lost in sins? And like we learned last night, our brother Roach, I was scoring like this, pointing the fingers at other people saying, not me. That person is worse than I am. Okay, that person is worse than I am." And it was at that time that I first learned that I was L-O-S-T, which spells what? Lost. I was lost. And I knew, as we learned last night, that I had a name. And the Bible tells us that even before, while we're conceived in our mother's womb, that the Lord has written down our hearts. And that He knows your name, not only your first name, but your last name. And it's your name that'll be looked upon at that final day. And if your name is not found written in the book of life, we had last night. Because of our time, I'd like to see if anybody can say the verse, we can get on with our understanding. Caitlin, do you know it? It talked about that precious blood of our Lord Jesus, that blood that alone can wash our sins away. And I know when I get to heaven, I'm going to see my Savior. And I'm going to see in His hand, in His side, and in His feet, what happens? Hand, side, feet. What might I be looking for? What happened to the Lord Jesus that I mentioned? Hands, feet, and side. Scars? That'd be scars. That's scarred over what? Holes or wounds. Okay? When that soldier pierced the side of the Lord Jesus, what came out? Blood. Blood. And it's that blood that can wash us from our sins. Because when you were brought into this world, just like me, we had a what? We had a problem, and the problem was what? Our condition in front of God was what? What kind of condition? A good condition? No, Caleb? What kind of condition? A bad condition. How about a sinful condition? A sinful condition. Now I'm reading in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2 and starting with verse 14. in the middle of verse 14, it says that through death, he, that's the Lord Jesus, might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them, that's me, and that's you, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We're sinners by nature, subject to bondage. Now, as I'm up and down this row, I see everybody is wearing nice clothes, and I really can't tell if you've done anything wrong. Can I? I can't tell, but I'm going to do something to myself, and you tell me if I've done something wrong. If you saw me walking down the street with these on, what would you think? I know you know. What would you think if you saw me walking down the street with these on? What are these, first of all? Huh? Handcuffs. Everybody has a pair of these, right? Right? Well, I've got these on. What's that telling you? It's sending a message to you. What message is that? Well, I'm sort of caught here. That's right. I either stole something or did something naughty. What else? What would you say? I committed a crime? Okay. I can't move my hands. That's right. I can only move them so far. I committed a crime. You can see this, right? You can see this. And here this morning, this is outward appearance, okay? But who looks on your heart? Who can see your heart? Michelle. God can see your heart right now. Does he know if you've committed a crime? If you argue your sin? Then how many sins will keep us out of heaven? One sin is enough to keep us out of heaven. Now, what we read in the Bible, in bondage, does that just mean some people or all people? Does that include you? Kayla, does that include you? Caitlin, does that include you? Does it? Does that include everybody here? Now I need some help. I need somebody to open these. Now, somebody here has to have a key, right? Because if anybody has a key, please come up and open these up for me. Well, that's another one. Does anybody have it? Somebody here has keys, right? Somebody has keys, right? Somebody has keys. Mr. Monk, he has keys. See? Look at those keys right there. Oh, can I borrow Michelle? I'm looking for a certain key. These are keys, right? It's not on here. It's not on here. Sorry. It's not on there. Now, you know what, boys and girls? There's a lot of people going through this world that they think they can get to heaven their own way. You go your way and I'll go my way. It really doesn't matter if I have the Lord Jesus as my Savior. It really doesn't matter. I'll take my chances. Am I going to take my chances? Nobody has the key to this. Who do you suppose has the key to life and death, to hell? Who has the power to cast into hell? Who? The Lord Jesus. He has that power to cast into hell. And he knows your name. Now, he has the key. And just for example, Tim. This is the key. Okay? You see how different it is from other keys? See this key? Isn't it different? It's different, isn't it? It's a different key. This is a handcuff key. They don't make these all the time. Only certain people are allowed to have them, okay? Now, I have to get these off, so here we go. Now, you think I ever used these before? In my other job, I used to be a police officer. And like you said, I would put these handcuffs on people who did something wrong or committed a crime. Okay? But that crime or doing something wrong is the same as sin. Okay? And who's the only person that can deliver us from sin? Who's that only person? Jesus, that's right. I just want to read you this verse in Revelation. You know, boys and girls, it's really good at an early age to start reading your Bible. Because when I first started reading, I was a late teenager. And you know what I was saying? Wow, I never knew that. Nobody ever told me that. Nobody ever told me that. And I have gone to church faithfully every Sunday, but nobody ever told me that I was a lost sinner in need of a Savior. Regarding the Lord Jesus, he says in Revelation chapter 1, in verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So, just like no one here in this room had that key to open up those handcuffs, right? Who's the only person that can wash away your sins, that can deliver you from him that had the power of death, that is the devil? Who is that only person? Caleb. The Lord Jesus. And as we said this morning, does he love you? Does he love you even if you're this small? Does he have time for you? He has time for you. And what we learned last night, what a God we have to deal with. The Lord, he created the heavens and the earth. He knows all about you. And he tells his disciples, I'm going to read that as well too, in Luke chapter 10, they were real happy. The disciples, about 70 of them, had come back, and they were happy that they were able to do wondrous miracles, okay? And the Lord says in verse, because your names are written in heaven. Your name is written in heaven. And I asked you this morning, is your name written in heaven? Is it written in heaven? You do have a name. Have you ever come across somebody that's never had a name? Ever meet anybody that's never had a name? Everybody has a name. And the Lord Jesus knows your name. And what he tells them here is that your name should be written in heaven. That's the important thing. Written in heaven. Well, we have some names here. I have Josh and Mike, Brandon and Caitlin, Kayla and Seth, Heidi, Sadie, Andrew, Ryan, Tim, and David. We have last names. We have Dodds and Connors and Brokish and Monk. I know these names because I asked you. Somebody else knows your name as well, too. And I don't know your heart. I can only see the outward appearance. But remember, boys and girls, that if you've sinned and have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It was read to us last night. Remember, what is this? This is a little book, right? And I wrote your names down in this book. You think the Lord Jesus has a book? With names written down in it? It was read to us last night in Revelation 20. Verse 15, very serious. And I'm wondering here this morning whether you're young or old, if someone here doesn't have their name written in the book of life. The book of life. It says, and whosoever was not found was not found, written in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire. For all eternity. For all eternity. You know how long eternity is? Does anybody know? Forever and ever? Well, maybe this will help you understand it better. Suppose we had the biggest mountain in the world, okay? The biggest mountain in the world, and it was made out of sand. Okay? Follow me? The biggest mountain in the world was made out of sand. And each year, a bird comes and takes one little tiny piece of sand away and flies away. It does that once a year. And does that until the largest mountain in the world, all the sand is gone. That would just be like the beginning of eternity. Is that a long time? Can you imagine a long time forever and ever that your name is not found written in the book of life? Very serious. And so remember that Jesus does love you. And you have to realize as well too that we have to confess Him as your Lord and Savior. We have time for maybe one or two more songs.
Thank you.
don't suppose any of you want these handcuffs on, because a lot of times when I would put these on people, there's a locking mechanism on here. Okay? Sometimes they got on a little tight. Okay? And what do you suppose when we got to jail that person who had these handcuffs said when I took them off of him or her? What do you suppose that person said? I took them off. What do you suppose they said? Yeah, they said, thank you. Those things are very, very uncomfortable. I don't like them. I don't like them. And so if you're still in bondage, if you're still lost in your sins, you might say you have these handcuffs still on. And the only person that holds the key that can get you out of these handcuffs is the Lord Jesus. He's the only one. And if you're 2 or 3 or 4, you can talk to him right now. Or 15, 16, 20, 25. If you're still lost in sin, maybe, as was mentioned last night, we don't want our sins up there on the board. Okay, I don't want my sins up there. The Lord Jesus knows them. And we haven't accepted him as Savior. We're still, we can't get out. We're bound by sin and Satan. And no matter how much money we have, remember how our verse went? Silver and gold. That's very important. Okay, very important. People pay a lot of weight for silver and gold. But that's not going to help. It's not going to help. Because the Lord Jesus has that book. And if your name is not in that book, just like that little book there, and I took down your name, I took down your names, all the ones up here. So you're in line with the book. But the Lord Jesus holds a much more important book. And if your name is not in there, it says that you're cast into that lake of fire forever. Mom or dad, we can't help you. I can't help you. This little handcuff key that I have is not going to help you. It's very, very important.